Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 24th of July, The Ear and Tongue of the Learned. The scriptures contain the mystery of the name and predestination of every son of God, all of whom were named before within the covenant of Yahweh. When Yahweh the Son emptied himself to the bosom of the Father, he was begotten by the word of the Father as the Son of God. When this happened, the predestined name of every person who would ever be born was hidden by the Father in Christ. The Father did this so that the name of each believer would be revealed in the seven wounding events of Christ's offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary. A person's name is made known to them as they receive the gospel message and obey this word in the fellowship of Christ's offering. Through the prophet Isaiah, Jesus declared, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting." This passage of scripture describes the second and third wounds of his offering journey in the court of Caiaphas. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ's ear was opened morning by morning, and his mouth was given the authority and wisdom to proclaim the mystery of the name and works that each Son of God is to perform for time and eternity. That is, he could speak and minister to each Son of God the obedience and works that he accomplished for them and that they were to fulfill in him each day of their life, in this present age and also for the whole of the eternal day in the new heavens and earth. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 7, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, Isaiah chapter 50 verses 4 to 6, Matthew chapter 26 verse 67, and Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12. For further study, John chapter 18.